reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, King Herod laid hands upon some members of the church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. And when he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the feast of unleavened bread. He had him taken into custody and put into prison, under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. On the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while outside the door, guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrist. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, then the second, and came to the iron gate leading out to the city, which opened for them by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter recovered his senses and said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." Verbum Domini.
Thank you. rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed the man who seeks refuge in him.
Reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day. Not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat, and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteo.
Gloria tibi Domine.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Verbum Domini.
Two men, one crown of martyrdom, have relics from the altar of St. Peter. I'm guessing it's from an early altar of St. Peter's in Vatican City, Rome, and a piece of the column that St. Paul was beheaded. So in a way, we have a very special presence of the saints with us in St. Peter and St. Paul to intercede for us. Two men, one crown. We celebrate two men together that shed their blood in the same city, the ancient city of Rome. And it's sanctified by these blessed apostles, Peter and Paul. Their mission was to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and this ended in the same city, Rome. The ancient city of Rome. They were both martyred, and tradition says that St. Peter was martyred upside down by crucifixion and St. Paul by beheading. The mission of these two apostles ended in Rome, and their successors have continued this mission in Rome ever since. The crossroads of the church leads to Rome. And as they say, all roads lead to Rome. St. Peter's name in both Aramaic and Greek means rock. It is interesting that the Lord chose Peter for his name, to give him a new name. A new name connotes a new mission. A name holds with it not just an identity, but also the mission of the person. The Lord changed Abram's name to Abraham, who the Lord said he would be a father of a multitude of many nations. Being called rock was a great compliment. Ancient Jewish rabbis had an ancient saying that when God saw Abraham, he said, quote, "I have discovered a rock to found the world upon." Through Abraham, God established a nation for himself. And through St. Peter, God the Son founded his church to safeguard and to be the dispenser of the mysteries of salvation, to be that channel of grace to continue the saving mission of Christ amidst a hostile world. The first and the second readings, along with the responsorial psalm, mention the word rescue. I'd simply like to highlight the word rescue in this homily. The Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter was in a secured prison by double chains. He was under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each, 16 soldiers. An angel of the Lord was sent to Peter in prison. The double chains fell from his wrists. Following the instruction of the angel of the Lord, Peter passed through the first guard, the second guard, and then the iron gate leading out of the city opened for Peter. Peter did not escape by himself. The plot of the story of his life could be, I did nothing on my own. Nothing. Everything is a gift. Nothing on my own. Remember, he caught zero fish. The Lord Jesus told Peter, "Cast a net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." They cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the large number of fish. Nothing on his own. And we can do nothing on our own. We rely completely on the providence of God and his handiwork. I found a very interesting commentary on this gospel passage from John 21 of the nets being cast out by Mother Angelica. Thought I would simply go through it and just bear with me. It's a little bit long, but it's, like Mother Angelica, a little bit humorous and punchy. Did you ever read chapter 21 of St. John's Gospel? Do you realize that there is not one place in Scripture where the apostles caught fish without the Lord doing it for them? Look at the Scripture and you will know why God chose them and what he is looking for today. That means for you and for me. Now imagine that you are one of the apostles. You've fished all night, you're soaking wet, and you've caught nothing. As you come to shore, there is a stranger there, and he says to you, "Have you caught anything, friends?" Can you imagine what you would say to that? My Italian temper would have gone right through the charts. I would have said, "I didn't go fishing," or, "It's none of your business. I'm talking to a stranger after all. I don't know it's Jesus." Anything but the truth. Never admit failure. That's the world today. Anything but the truth. Never admit failure. But you know what Peter did. He said, "No, we didn't catch a thing." Very simple. He had something we don't have today. He had honesty and integrity. The stranger says to them, "Throw the net out to the starboard and you'll find something." This is totally unreasonable. God was asking them to do three ridiculous things: throw their net on the starboard side in shallow water at the wrong time of day. And they did it. They were simple men who were not afraid to do the ridiculous. They were dodos. She loves that word, by the way. What did they have to lose? They admitted their failure. You see, God is not looking for the successful and the competent who can do their own thing. He is looking for people like you and me. If God were to say to you right now, "Throw your net on the starboard side of the boat," would you cling to it saying, "Oh Lord, the timing is not right"? Or would you say, "Lord, I just couldn't do that. People will think I'm nuts"? You have to be willing in your interior life to throw your net on the starboard side every day of your life. There's going to be a lot of shallow water and wrong timing. And you'll have the thrill of knowing that he does it all. Again, he does it all. We cooperate, sure, that's a necessary component, but the Lord is the one who accomplishes the work, the good work. There were so many fish in the apostles' net that they could not pull them all in. At that point, John said, "It is the Lord." And here is a strange phenomenon. As soon as the net was full, as soon as they realized they had nothing to do with the catch except to be obedient, suddenly the fish were no longer important. It says that Peter, and she says, "How I love Peter." I think he had to be an Italian Jew. Only Mother Angelica could get away with saying that. Peter throws a cloak around himself because he had practically nothing on and leapt into the water to see Jesus. He didn't care how he looked. He didn't care what people would say. He wanted to get to Jesus and would use any means to get there. And she says, "Do you understand what God tries to do in your life sometimes? He is telling you, let go. Don't hang on. I'll take care of your future and your past. You let go. Throw your net and let him fill it. Feel the thrill that must have been in the apostles' hearts on that magnificent day. They had an enemy net, and they kept doing the ridiculous, and God kept filling it. It's only when we refuse to throw the net over that we catch nothing. It's only when we refuse to throw the net and not cast out the net that we catch nothing." He does it all. And like St. Peter and St. Paul, we're rescued many times. St. Peter and St. Paul were rescued many times in their journey. And we're the same way. We're rescued many times over by the Lord. St. Peter and St. Paul were delivered from their enemies. It wasn't their time yet, many times over in the scriptures. His mission was not complete. It was not complete until these two apostles were together in Rome. The many rescues Peter and Paul were not simply earthly powers, people who had them bound in chains, but there were many rescues from the enemy of God, the evil one. Paul said to Timothy, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever." This is the rescue mission the Lord wants to accomplish in each one of us. Not so much a rescue from trial and suffering. That will come. Life is hard. You might say life is not fair. There will inevitably be trial and suffering, and even persecution like Peter and Paul, if we are truly living the Beatitude. Blessed are you who insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Our final rescue, our final deliverance, will be from the power of evil. The martyrdom of Saints Peter and Paul was their final mission on earth. The Lord rests on the confession of Peter's faith and the confession of St. Paul as well. May the intercession of these two saints be upon you, and may they help you in your journey to surrender all to our Lord, Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.